Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Kelly, you said in your message you feel like something's going on with your boyfriend, Nate, but you guys haven't been together that long. What's the deal?
We've been dating for about 3 months now. We've been getting pretty serious. I've actually known him for 5 months, but, you know, I thought that we were getting pretty serious. And, you know, whenever we go out, he always wants to stay at my place in the South End, and that's fine because that's where we go out. But I've suggested, like, why don't we go stay at your place? And he lives in Huntersville, and he never wants to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he has two cell phones. He says one is for work, but I know he takes personal calls on it. So what's going on? I mean, he doesn't have, like, a tan line, you know, like where a wedding ring would be. But I still kind of wonder, like, is he really with someone else? Am I just a side piece? I mean, I just have a weird feeling.
Has something happened to give you that feeling, or, like, something specifically?
No, it's just, like, you know, just really what I've said. Like, what's with that secret phone, and why can't I see his place?
I think the you've never seen his place in 5 months is strange. But, I don't know.
But here's the other thing.
Two
cell phones I've heard too, and that doesn't necessarily mean that they're cheating. It could be a work thing, sure. Here's what I like, though. You live in South End. You have a cool spot. The dude that lives up in Huntersville is like, of course I want to stay with you. Like, if I was single and you had a cool spot, we would never go up to my place. I live out in Waxhaw. Why would?
But there's cool spots in Waxhaw. There's cool spots at Huntersville.
Yeah.
Like,
South End's the
place. He could take her on a date up there, then they could spend the night at his house. That's strange.
You think?
Yeah. 100%.
You know, I maybe only saw Sterling's apartment maybe less than five times.
But you saw it, and how early on did you see it?
And you're a homebody.
I am a homebody. I feel like my place.
You feel more comfortable at home. She's like, hey, let me see his place.
I see what you mean.
You know?
Okay, well, you know, it is definitely suspicious. 5 months is a long time, and we'll see where this goes.
So don't say anything. You know how War of the Roses works. Let's find out what he puts on the card. If it's not to you, let's try and get as much information out of him before you chime in, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Nate, please.
Yeah,
just hold on. Hey, Nate. My name is Jenna. Yeah. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and I'm calling with some good news for you today. You've actually are the winner of our online contest. We're doing a social media contest on Instagram where one of your friends can tag you in our post, and we randomly select you and your friend to get a dozen red roses.
Really?
Yeah. Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send these beautiful roses to?
You want some flowers? Yeah, absolutely. Do I just, like, can I put a card on it, or is there, like, what do I...
Yeah, so I just need a name. We do have a card, and then I need an address as well, which I can get from you in a moment.
Okay.
But who would you like to send them to first?
Yeah, let's send them to Brittany. And you can put, you are the most amazing person. I can't imagine spending time without you. I love you. Please... Don't ever leave me.
And where
oh my
would I be?
God, what the hell, Nate?
Sending
What's
me?
Going on?
What?
Nate, that's Kelly on the phone.
Yeah, your girlfriend? This is War of the Roses on the MRL Morning Show.
We catch cheaters.
What is
cheaters.
Going on? I knew it.
Are you kidding me?
No, but who is there with you? Because clearly you were speaking to someone, so whoever you're cheating with, Brittany, I assume, is there.
No.
Who is Brittany, Nate? What's going on? I knew you were cheating.
Look.
I knew
it. Brittany is one of my friends from work. We just joke around. I mean, I can't believe you're doing this to me right now.
You joke around. I can't believe you're hanging out with her right now. You know you're hanging out with her right now. Let's just admit it.
No, I'm not.
Nate, at some point, you spoke to someone. Who's in the house with you?
Okay, she's here. She just came over.
Hmm.
Just
why did
friend.
She just break up with
that,
me then? Why are you
illegal?
Wasting my
I can
time?
Have friends over.
How long have you and Brittany been seeing each other?
I mean...
You want to put her on the phone? I mean, I'll ask her these questions if
no,
you don't want
no.
to.
I mean, we've known each other for a while now. I mean, I don't know, like a year or so.
Something's not adding up here, and I'm not sure what it is.
You've been dating Brittany for a year, yet you've only been talking with Kelly, dating Kelly for 5 months.
No, I mean, Kelly, this is crazy. Kelly and I have been sort of together or, you know, seeing each other. We've gone on a few dates and stuff. I don't know. It's just thought we were just having fun.
So you're so in your world, you and Kelly aren't exclusive. Does Brittany know about Kelly?
Yeah. Well, that took you a long time to answer.
Yeah.
And you still haven't answered it.
I don't understand. You're
such a liar.
No, yeah. I just
wasted my time with you.
Well, Kelly,
Kelly,
you got all the information you need.
Right.
Yeah, I did. Thanks, you guys.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do.